Hey guys, it's T.I.M. Ola, and welcome to today's podcast. Guess what? Some minutes ago, I was actually on my bed resting, and then I felt this fear in me. I was literally burning, like my body was hot, and I could feel that something is wrong somewhere, which I could not figure out. I can literally say this is not the first time this happened, but for the first time I heard in my head, why not pray? Fine, I'm not going to pull this on religion or something, because what I'm actually discussing today is that sudden fear. Yeah, that sudden fear is actually what I'm going to be talking about today, but I'm going to share life experience about it. So I felt, what is going on? I was burning up, I was scared, and I could not really figure or place my hand on what was really going on. So I had, why not pray? Oh, why don't you doubt your doubts? Yeah, there's this phrase I read. Yes, I read in a book, or was it? No, it wasn't a book. I think a few weeks ago I was having my devotion, and then I read something on doubt, and then this why don't you doubt your doubts came in, and for the first time in my life I realized, okay, probably when I feel like you're going to fail this exam, why don't I tell myself, so what if I pass? Okay, so what if I don't get married, if marriage is what you want? And then you tell yourself, what if you get married? Okay, so what if I don't pass that interview? And then you feel, what if I don't pass that interview? And then you tell yourself, what if I pass that interview? Like, literally turn your doubt into another doubt. Yeah, that has been working for me for the past few weeks. But today make me realize it so much, like, oh, really? Yeah, that's true. Why don't I doubt my doubts? Why don't I feel whatever that is going on everywhere around me now, it's going to be positive, even though I feel the other way around? So I said a short prayer and prayed for peace. Yeah, I got it back. I am fine right now. But the truth of the matter is, have you ever had that sudden fear before? And when you do, what do? When you feel like something is going on somewhere, probably, okay, while growing up, I won't lie to you, I felt the times my dad traveled, and then I feel that sudden fear that, oh my God, he had an accident and he's dead already. Yeah, it was that bad. Or probably a friend of mine is not picking, and then I feel, oh, they've stolen his phone already. That kind of voice, that kind of spirit that messes your head and all. But now, what do you do at that stage? Some of us have allowed it to get to us. I'm a victim, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it gets to me, sometimes I get to even cry sometimes. But I'm here to tell you that, have you ever doubt your doubts? It means that when you're scared, have you ever tell yourself, receive peace and feel other way around? In that spirit of you being down, in that spirit of you being sad, have you ever imagined yourself driving that your dream car, being in that big house you want to be, building that career and be that person you want to be, and then you just say, hang on, thank God for everything. Yeah, something fair will come. I'm not gonna say it would not come. I know personally that it's going to come again. But what you do every time it comes is very important. So I'm here to tell you this night that learn to doubt your doubt. We've all been at that particular state. We want to make a huge step and we just feel, am I doing the right thing or not? I am here at Ola this evening to tell you, doubt your doubt. There's nothing you cannot do. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. And even as human being that you have, whatever you pass into the air comes back to you. It comes back to you every time. Whatever you see comes to your eyes. Whatever you view comes to your sight. Whatever you hear in your ears comes to your mind and to your ears. So I'm urging you tonight to doubt your doubts. You can do it. Nothing bad is gonna happen to you if you believe. For that thing you want to achieve, you will. I love you so much. Don't stop believing in yourself. And never forget that you own your joy and happiness. Start living in it. I love you.